with Hubert. I am Hubert one of your brothers. You better watch your happy home. Howlin' Wolf setting us up for a live session down here in Studio B. What better than a live session of music on a Friday afternoon? Right here in Studio B, our sessions on NCW are made possible by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, proud member of the American Craft Beer Movement. Well, goodness gracious, it is indeed a pleasure to once again welcome back into Studio B, the Randall Bramlett Band. Good afternoon,
Scott.
Good people.
How you doing?
Man, y'all looking bright and shiny. I have to say, this is the first time I've ever seen a band roll into Studio B with life preservers and water wings on.
We swam up here from
I can tell.
Columbia.
Well, I'm glad you made it in safe. I heard the traffic was a little messy.
It was fun going into Charleston last night and coming out of Charleston last night. Wasn't too terrible coming up.
Well,
but I hear it's going to be biblical.
Biblical is the word, yes. Apocalyptic.
Yep.
I guess we could throw that out there. That would be another good CNN term.
Doom.
Yeah, that's right.
Doom.
Well, no matter what happens, our intrepid band here is actually going to be playing tonight.
Yes.
Come rain or come shine at the Isis in beautiful West Asheville. They will be holding down the stage over there and expecting a full house.
And the stage is high, too, so it's up out of the
that's
water.
That's right. I don't know if those tables float over there. So
they do.
Okay.
They do. We checked on them.
We're all good. Randall is visiting us, supporting a brand new album entitled Devil Music.
Man. Ooh, it's evil.
Yeah. Speaking of it's doom evil. And such, you want to give us a taste of this thing before we get into the heavy questioning?
Yeah, let's do. Let's do. What say? This is called Dead in the Water.
Thank you.
It's WNCW, the Randall Bramlett Band, dropping the hammer on a Friday afternoon. Man, y'all got some vitamins in you today. That's a, that's sounding tight. Yeah. Before things get away, Randall, why don't you introduce your miscreant crew here with you?
Miscreants.
Well put.
On guitar. That is young Nick Johnson over there.
Sounding sharp, man. Yeah.
Bring it, bring it.
Older miscreant.
Uh-oh. And that is Michael Steele on bass.
Woo, woo, woo.
Also in Ed McMahon style. And Seth Hendershot on drums over there. Hey, Seth. We can see you over there. How you doing, Bubba?
Tucked in behind the all the baffles. You got some dangerous characters on this album, man.
Yeah.
I mean, what's going on in your mind? You're dreaming up some,
what were you thinking?
Some heavy people, man.
Oh, yeah, that. Just my normal daily thoughts, you know, just crazy people and things going around that should not be going around. But, yeah, some dangerous people, some people in trouble.
Yeah. Is there a lesson to be learned from?
No.
Okay.
Except don't get locked up, which the last guy apparently was on the verge of.
He seems to be.
That was kind of coming from thinking about William S. Burroughs when he was living down there and his wife, who was
had a little
speed freak wife and scrubbing the floor with a toothbrush. Things were just a little out of hand down there, and it led into that song.
That's why a lot of people moved to New Orleans, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think.
You can be free down there.
Or in jail.
He was in Algiers, I think, actually.
Oh, across the muddy water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So are you still, in generating all these characters and such, you still journaling every day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you...
Not as well as I used to, but I do still do it.
Yeah.
But I used to do... You're supposed to do 3 pages if you're going to get things going. But I'm down to like a half a paragraph. And then we're off somewhere.
Did you say one time that you got into that thing from the Artist Way book?
Julia Cameron's book.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to do for me anyway.
It's an excellent creative tool.
It is.
It kind of clears the head out. Get up in the morning and drop all the load and get it out on paper.
Don't criticize it. Don't edit it. Just get it out.
The way one thing I've always admired about your writing is the way that you drop very specific details, or in a surrounding or a particular detail, and it seems to color the character that you're speaking of. Is that something you've ever like consciously gone after, or is it just bubble up out of your natural head?
I'm trying to bring detail in as much as possible because it gives it life and reality.
It does.
And some sharpness, and then, you know, it brings it into focus. When you get some detail, like if you're sitting in the sawgrass or something, you know, and
right,
lights coming on, and
just one little detail that maybe sets it.
It definitely brings things into focus.
Yeah.
Gets your attention, you know, rather than just vague thoughts,
or rambling too much. Did you have all the songs written? You did this thing over in Nashville, right?
We did a lot of most of the tracks in Nashville. And actually, a lot of the stuff that you hear was actually done pretty much live. I mean, I went back and sang vocals, but a lot of the Steele's parts and a lot of stuff we didn't go back and fix. We just played it. And then we brought it back to Jerry's studio in Lawrenceville, Georgia, and did a couple more things, 3 more things, I think. Tracks and overdubs and stuff, but most of it was in Nashville. Yeah,
okay. That's the first time that you've done a project mostly out of town, because previously it's been
Thin Places was done in Nashville.
Okay.
But yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah,
we just happened to get an opportunity to go up there and record in a great studio with a bunch of great engineers who were doing a DVD at the time to show about. To explain engineering techniques, and so we got to be the band.
Right on the
table. Then we just stayed on for a few more songs after that.
Did they went ahead and released something from that, right?
I haven't seen it, but they are. I don't know if it's out. Have you seen it?
I have not. Yeah. I knew they're
working on it. But.
Something in conjunction with your thing here.
Yep.
So, but it was more than just this band, it was kind of an old family affair, right? Because
Davis
part of
the Jerry.
Right.
Seth played, too, back at Jerry's place.
Yeah.
Did a lot of drum stuff and percussion stuff. Michael Steele, Michael Rhodes played bass on some of the stuff, too.
So an old family affair. The extended Randall Bramley band.
And Chuck Ainley was engineering, and he's Mark Knopfler's engineer, too, and so he helped us get Mark on.
Well, we were going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Mark Knopfler.
Mark played on that last song.
Yeah.
Dead in the Water.
So was that facilitated across the Great Pond?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he did it in his studio in London.
Right. And you have a couple of other folks.
Yeah, Derek Trucks did his thing on Angel Child down in Jacksonville at his studio. Chuck did his in Macon.
Speaking of
Chuck Lavelle, played on Reptile Pilot. And I don't know why it just felt like these were the right. I never have guests on my records, but this felt right. And it just fell into place, so we did it.
Yeah. Something you'd like to expand on further out?
We'll see. Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. It was fun hearing what people, their take on the thing, you know,
right.
What they do with it.
Do you ever worry when you invite somebody in that maybe it's going to take on a totally different flavor than what you had originally intended?
Nah, I trust these people, you know. Yeah. They're such great artists. They're going to come up with something good.
Right.
I'm not worried about it. Even if it goes somewhere else, it'll be good.
Right.
I'm not going to worry about it.
We're chatting with Randall Bramlett and his talented band in advance of the show tonight over at the Isis Theater in West Asheville. And they look like they're itching to throw out another tune.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Oh, this is the song about Howlin' Wolf meeting his mom again after all those years. It's called Devil Music.
the Mississippi. Keep you moaning in the midnight hour. Keep you going when you want to give up. Keep you laughing at the twists and turns of a life gone wrong. At the cruel world spinning, at the wrong crowd winning. You could call it what you want to sanctify. Mama, I can't stop. Man, that devil knew me. I got the devil here down in my soul.
It's WNCW, that's Sanctified, the Randall Bramlett Band live in Studio B. Yeah. I got to say, hot, Nick, that's hot. I do find a little irony, man, in the fact that here you are, a guy that was once considering Divinity School, now playing that double music.
But you know it all, it's all the same thing. It's all Sanctified.
Yeah, they're true. It is true. The album seems to have a lot of Southern culture and kind of race things going on. Maybe
I guess yeah.
I don't know. There's you know, that the tune "Ride" seems to have
it has a civil rights feel to it.
It does indeed. Yeah,
but it's also about just two people getting away from a bad situation.
Okay.
But
so it wasn't as overt as it.
No, and it just kind of, I'm trying not to criticize myself too much. I just want to put it out there, but I'm not breaking it apart. It just has a definite civil rights echo to it.
Right.
Because of the bus too, the freedom bus they're on, you know.
Right.
But it also just means getting away from a bad situation. I don't know, I grew up playing black music and that's all I wanted to play, and that's basically still all I want to play. But it's, you know, the influences of black music are just there, and the influences of the South are always there. And on this record, I think I just let it go and let it be, and don't try to analyze it. Just what feels good on this one.
It fits out. You like a suit, man.
Well, I don't know what else to do.
What was the first show you ever saw?
Ever saw?
Yeah. Way back when.
I think the first big show I saw was James Brown, I believe, in Waycross, Georgia, Civic Auditorium. That's the first one that I remember.
So, the influence.
We didn't get to see a lot of shows down in South Georgia. There just weren't that many.
Right.
There were probably in Savannah more than I knew, but we didn't have a way to get over there.
Right.
Well, Waycross was close.
So, it wasn't until later that you really started making an attempt to jump in and swim in soul and R&B, right? Because you were UNC and then you started running out to catch shows more.
Yeah, well, I heard more music once I got in college. But we were doing
you know, soul music all the way through high school and college, too.
Is that King David and the Slaves?
Yes, yes, yes. See, there's even a racial thing there. Hello? But I guess we just love, we love the music. That's what it comes right. down to. We just love it. It not only do we love it in our minds, but it struck a real note somehow. And I guess it did that for a lot of people, but
still does.
It struck us, yeah.
Still
and
does.
It, it still, yeah, it's like going to church to me.
The I think it's an interesting point in listening to this album now, at least in me. It feels like an updated mutation of soul, because you have that grounding in a blues structure and stuff, but then you got all this the wonderful loops and samples and everything that, that Seth's got going on over here. So it really is an update. I mean, is that is it a conscious thing?
Yes. Okay. That part. Well, it comes from writing the songs to those sounds that I use, but it also is conscious in that I don't want to just make a blues record or even just a stripped down record. I want it to have some edge to it and some ambience, some weirdness to it, you know. I really want the weirdness in there. But
don't we all?
And we like the weirdness.
It's healthy, though.
Keep it weird.
Do you build, in the writing, do you build off of a single phrase? Because I know that when you were writing, you would there were little snippets and things. And I'm just kind of curious. If sometimes, like you take that phrase and then you say, okay, this is where I'm going with this thing.
Sometimes, yeah. Trying to think of an individual song. But, yeah, a lot of times it's just a couple of phrases and just follow that where it goes.
Yeah.
I don't usually have a full-formed idea of a song, you know. Sometimes Devil Music was. It was. I knew what that was about, but other times I'm just following the lead of the song.
And that is a that is a true story.
Hubert, someone told me it was true.
Yeah.
So I believe it. He said they couldn't settle him down. Cried all the way back to Memphis.
Yeah, trying to give his mother some help and
trying to reconnect. Yeah, with his mama. Sad story.
When you guys get together and you start really laying out the melody and the structure of the thing, do you build in improvisational blocks from the beginning, or do you visit that after the fact? You've got the songs, you know, generally constructed, and then say, well, we could stretch it out here.
We do live, yeah. We open it up and stretch it out and change it around some. In the studio, there's certain blocks that, you know, because you don't want to go on too long.
Right, right.
But live, we open it up and change things around, yeah.
But in the construction of it, you can kind of say, well, this is a spot that that may happen right there.
Right.
But you never know until you actually get on stage and what seems to
fall. Yeah, what works. And, you know, sometimes it's, you know, I'm trying to play some sax too, so we'll put some of that in places and fool around with that. Just depends on how things are feeling. But this is a great improvisational band. They're all very good at it.
You've got some nimble dudes up here with you.
I follow them around whatever they
wherever they want to go.
Yes. Either way.
We're chatting with the Randall Bramlett Band in Studio B here live at WNCW. New album, Devil Music, and you'll probably get a pretty good dose of it tonight if you show up at the at ISIS, I imagine. There's probably make a couple tunes in the song list.
Yeah, we're going to do a lot of them.
All right.
Almost all the whole record.
You got another one now?
It's kind of our CD release party up there.
Yeah,
let's do Bottom of the Ocean. Thank you.
and it never came. No use in trying to win your love. Why do you treat me bad and trash all the things we had? All I want to do is make you mine. I've been crying, but it didn't do me no good. I've been wild out here the streets of my neighborhood. Too long, keeping my noses on, holding my voices to myself. All of this randomness, I can't find a place to rest. All I want to do is make you mine. Now I'm crying, you didn't do me no good. To my neighborhood, now I'm walking on the bottom of the ocean.
I do declare, I believe the humidity is affecting these men. It's getting pretty warm up in here. It's the Randall Bramlett Band.
We're swimming around in here. We're swimming around in the funk.
Sounded great, guys.
Thank you.
If we can drift back in time a little bit, because there's no doubt some people out there, man, that don't know your deep history. The fact that you were there kind of at the beginning of the blossoming of this Southern rock, Southern music with Capricorn Records.
I was kind of on the outside of that, playing some sessions and then playing with Chuck with Sea Level down in Macon. So playing with Greg Amundson, kind of, you know, Southern rock was not really my thing, but I could, you know, I could identify with Chuck and what he was doing with the jazzier side of it.
Right.
And just working as a sideman. So
were you actually part of the Capricorn house band, or
the horn section thing, and mostly horns.
Yeah.
And Cowboy, you know, was doing a lot of their sessions when they would have other artists in that needed a band. So and Chuck and the various guys down there.
Yeah. So you spent some time with Tommy Talton and, and Cowboy.
I used to live down there for a while.
Yeah. So what was, just to keep everybody's history straight, how did Sea Level come together?
They were initially Chuck and Jamo and Lamar and Jimmy Nolsworth's kind of a split off jazzy side project when the Allman Brothers were not working, I guess. And then it turned into a little bit more, and they did a record, and then they asked me to join, and Davis. So we had a bigger band, and we, you know, did a lot of touring and made a lot of records. It was fun, but it started out just as a fun thing for them to do where they could get their jazz thing on a little bit. You know, right. J-Mo liked that kind of thing, and Chuck did too.
Has there ever been any discussion about maybe doing a one-off rehab of that unit?
There's been discussion briefly, and it's not gonna happen. I don't think so. No, some things you just leave them, you know. You leave them.
Sometimes you walk away.
You walk away. That's right. It's best to walk away.
Were there ever any leftover recordings that never made it out of the closet?
I'm sure there are, but I don't know where they are because, you know, the record companies went down and came back and stuff got sold and moved around.
Resold.
Yeah. Resold. Who knows where it is? But it was a good group for a while. We had some unique sounding stuff for a while.
Do you have any idea why everything seemed to blow up at that one time? Because there really was. It seemed like there was a real blossoming of Southern artists at mid to late 70s.
Yeah, I don't know.
Was it, the Capricorn label?
I think Capricorn helped a lot, yeah. They gave a lot of support to you know, a lot of bands in the South. And because of the Allman Brothers and Otis, you know, Redding doing well, they were able to do well, and they could sign other groups. And I think that's probably what it was.
Right, right.
Now, there weren't a lot of labels that were able to do that right then.
Yeah.
In the South, anyway.
Well, there's another little Southern band that you've become associated with, Widespread Panic. Mm-hmm. And
I sit in with them.
Occasionally, yes. Sometimes. I understand that you get another winter's vacation come up in February.
Oh, yeah.
Going down to Mexico with those guys.
That's what I hear, yeah. Get nice. To go to the beach and play some music.
Yeah. You went
that's
down.
That's with Ivan Neville and a bunch of people like that, so.
Yeah. You could find out about that stuff on the Panic website, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
If you want to find out more about these guys, you can visit them out there on the inner tubes as well. RandallBramlett.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
Yep.
Once again, the new album, Double Music, it is available in stores now. It's, all of 2 weeks old or so, right?
Yeah, it's just a baby.
Just a
it's
child.
Being born right now.
Baby child.
We're
but you can
usher it in.
You can hear it live tonight at the Isis. And then tomorrow night, these guys are bouncing over to Charlotte for a gig at the Double Door. If it doesn't get rained out,
you might want to check on that, but we're supposed to be there.
So
we'll see how bad this weather gets.
Yeah. So I would say check the Double Door website. Probably
it'd
be the good way to go.
That's right.
Updates on Jeff Acheson, your buddy. You've been playing with Jeff for every time he bounces over here from Australia.
Yeah.
Any further plans with him?
He's back now, so I don't know if he's coming back. I don't think he's coming back this year. But when he comes over, we always play some dates together.
Well, you've always been
it's a little bit funky.
Yeah. You've always been a gracious host. When's he is he going to drag you down under over there?
It's too far.
Seems like all of you need an Australian vacation.
It's too far. He told me it takes him from door to door 36 hours to make that trip. You know, he's got to go through LA and come to Atlanta and then door to door.
You got to think about that.
Oh, yeah. I think long and hard about that.
Yeah. So let me see what else has been going on. Oh, the Yorma Fur Peace Ranch.
I didn't go there this time. Jeff goes every year.
Right.
But I didn't go this year.
Sweet. But
that is going on, though.
All right.
But the next song is Angel Child, and Derek Trucks played on this one because he was perfect for the song. But Nick just kills it, too. So we're happy all the way around.
Well, sweet. Let's no sense in holding it up. Let's get it on.
This is about an old guy trying to lure a young lady into his decrepit life.
Fixed up, take you on a trip down to Shelburne Bluff. Oh, babe, you're my angel child. It's so quiet, I hear my refrigerator run. Can't let you see me.
It's the Randall Bramlett Band, live in Studio B at WNCW. The new album entitled Devil Music, and you can get yourself some more tonight at the Isis Music Hall in West Asheville, and hopefully tomorrow night at the Double Door in Charlotte. Yeah,
hopefully.
Gentlemen, this is a pleasure.
Thank you, Scotty.
I believe,
we love the station. We appreciate the station.
And we love you, man. This door is always open for you guys to come on back in here.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Thanks to Dennis Jones for engineering.
Yes.
And Mary Hughes for shooting a little video. That video will be up on the inner tubes here before too long. Right now, we're going to pick up a tune from Western Standard Time.